You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's bushfire emergency looks set to worsen this weekend. The number of fatalities keeps rising, people are missing or trapped, and hundreds of homes have been destroyed. But the authorities fear it could become more serious, with forecast temperatures in the 40s in some parts of Australia in the coming days. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says the bushfire conditions on Saturday will be horrible, and she's declared another week-long state of emergency. She says that could result in forced evacuations and anything else required to keep people and properties safe.
We don't take these decisions lightly, but we also want to make sure we're taking every single precaution to be prepared for what could be a horrible day on Saturday. We know that temperatures will be in the mid-40s in parts of the state.
Thousands have been fleeing the New South Wales south coast ahead of hotter conditions, including these visitors to Batemans Bay.
Probably the worst thing's been no electricity, that sort of stuff, so it's pretty hard to manage your food and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's been pretty stressful the last few days. We were actually evacuated out onto the beach the other day. So, we were on the number one liked photo in Australia. It's all on the papers. So, it's been pretty bad.
Tomorrow, there'll be a mass evacuation by sea from the Victorian town of Mallacoota in East Gippsland, where thousands of people have been trapped. In the morning, about 800 people will board HMAS Shoals, and Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says multiple journeys may be required. Deputy Commissioner of Emergency Management Victoria, Chris Stevenson, says there could be some people who don't want to evacuate by sea.
They may want to stay in there with their four-wheel drives and their caravans until such time as they may be able to get out by road. That could be a number of weeks. That could be 2 to 3 weeks at this stage. So what we'll do is we'll offer the opportunity to get as many people out as we possibly can into a more comfortable place. However, logistically, that is quite a challenge. At the moment, we are moving people out by sea.
There are also states of alert and fire warnings in other areas, including Tasmania, Canberra, South Australia and Western Australia. After days of criticism from his political opponents, Prime Minister Scott Morrison set out to assure Australians that everything is being done, including a well-coordinated approach between the Commonwealth, the states and territories. The Federal Emergency Management Minister, David Littleproud, backed that message.
The states are doing everything they humanly possibly can, and so too is the Commonwealth. Let me just say to those people that are frustrated waiting for whether it be supplies or electricity or even fuel, can we just say to them, please be patient. Everything that humanly possibly can be done is being done. We understand the situation you're in, but we cannot put more Australians in harm's way in trying to deliver these services as quickly as some would like it.
Since November, Labor has been demanding an urgent meeting of Commonwealth, state and territory leaders, and the Greens want a Royal Commission. Scott Morrison has rejected the idea of an early state and territory summit as unnecessary, and he's standing by the government's plan to deal with climate change. He says he's satisfied with the response to the fires and suggested the death and property toll would have been much higher had the government not planned ahead.
The longer term issues are always being addressed. They're addressed after every single fire. One of the reasons, more homes would have been lost, more lives would have been lost, and it's a tragedy how many have already been lost in this season, had it not been for the coordination and planning that our agencies have learned and put in place because of their response to previous natural disasters.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.